Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Pete Lane Kiffin.
What else?
Oh, the dog.
It's over.
Sweet bank. Hold on, everybody. It's over. Here's the situation. We think.
Look for Porn Dad Porn.
We'll do it live.
He's a beast.
No. No. Strong. No.
It's Division One football! Go play intramurals, brother.
Please have you along. How's everybody doing out there?
Doing great.
You sound better than this.
This is the club.
I'm just seeing that the actual footage of the that plane hitting the power lines.
Yeah.
That went down.
Out in Fairview.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the actual... Some like the you said, like the doorbell cam,
not good, bro.
No, that's not good. And there's like a there's like a van that's passing by it. And I tell you, every time I drive across the 205 bridge, there's always a plane coming down. I always think about that. What would I do right now if I just saw that plane go down? And oh my gosh, yeah, to that dude in the van, he's just like, holy crap, that poor lady whose husband was at Costco, that is something else. On a lighter note, hey, the club, hey.
Look at you.
Yeah. Sorry, just like that just came. Everyone said that video was out there. I hadn't seen it anywhere. None of the news places were showing it, and it came across my Twitter feed.
Yeah, they clipped those power lines right before they crashed into the townhomes there.
No good. So just think about that. You just come home, your house is on fire. There's a plane in it.
So, a little Paralympics talk here.
Yeah. So I've always known that the Paralympics are a thing. I don't know a whole lot about them.
Yeah.
I never watched them. And I was getting my beard trimmed like a week or two ago. And the barber shop that I go to always has sports on. They always have something going on. And they had the Paralympics on. And the lady who cuts my beard was all about it. She's all about the Olympics, all about the Paralympics. And so she was talking to me about it. And like a moron.
Uh-oh.
I thought that the Paralympics, and this is why I want to say if I'm the only one, I thought the Paralympics, I thought you had to like lose a limb. I thought like, I was not aware that the Paralympics was as open to disabilities as they are. Because like, sometimes when I think about the amount of people, like the different varieties of para-athletes, it seems kind of uneven.
Yeah, it's like unfair, you mean?
So I could be running in a race with no leg against a guy who's deaf.
Right.
That seems odd. Like, I'm missing a limb. You just can't hear the gun go off. That seems odd to me.
Well, I saw a clip from this over the weekend, a swimming clip, and a dude who took second place who didn't have any arms, and he's swimming against a guy who has arms. That seems like a pretty right? imbalanced playing field there.
I, like an idiot, spoke up. I was like, wait, what does that person have? And they're like, oh, that person's deaf. And like a moron, I shouted. I was like, I didn't shout, but I was like, don't you have to like be missing a leg to be in the Paralympics? And she just looked at me and was like, no. Just there's all kinds of disabilities. And then I was like, wait, like, do they have different categories? Like, for like severeness of disabilities,
there
and
you can be. It, there are 10 categories of impairment. That,
but they all compete against.
Yeah, it's just one Olympic Games. But you, in order to be a Paralympian, you have to be in one of the 10 categories, and it can be anywhere from intellectual disabilities to leg length differences.
Yeah.
To limb deficiencies, to vision impairment, you know.
Yeah, and then I was, again, I just kept digging the deeper hole. I was like, well, that seems a bit odd. And
you don't like it.
Well, no. And then that lady was like, she was not about me because she thought I was like being dismissive. And I was like, no, I just think it's kind of weird. And then I started Googling, and it turns out over the years, people have faked disabilities to be in the Paralympics. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, you can get someone who's got, like, slight hearing loss, and they're like, I'm a Paralympian, and then the next thing you're out there winning gold against someone that's got a severe disability.
Yeah, so there's a dude who is, along those lines, there's a guy who's 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
and he's a Paralympian for the Iranian volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
But his disability is just that he's 8 feet tall.
Yeah, I don't think
like the syndrome that makes you grow that fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a degenerative disease,
right?
Like, yeah. But he's 8 feet.
It's allowed him to be a taller volleyball player.
That's my whole thing. Like, so Victor Wembanyama, like he's 7'6". So you're telling me that he's 6 inches away from being disabled and being able to go compete?
Well, I don't.
No, you'd have to have the syndrome.
You have
that
to have
that,
the actual condition.
Well, I'm guessing if you're 8 feet tall, you have that condition.
But not 7'6".
Oh, man. The whole. My mind was recently blown on the Paralympics. I thought it was all the Blade Runner. I thought, like, you had to be missing a limb. I thought something serious has to go down. And now I'm being dismissive. I'm not saying that being deaf or blind isn't serious, but it seems a little wonky, does it not? Like, if I'm a swimmer and I've got no arms and I'm swimming against a person that is hard of hearing or is legally blind but just needs to go in a straight line, I don't get out of that. I'm missing my arms. It seems unfair to me and ripe for controversy.
Maybe you should write a sternly worded letter to the leaders of the Paralympics.
I'm not going to do that. But I will say that I made some judgments on the Paralympics. And yes, there have been cheating scandals, including team members faking disabilities. I looked it up.
There's a whole South Park episode about it. It's really great.
Yeah, that was the Timmy one, right?
Yeah. Well, Cartman starts like wearing a bike helmet in there and pretending he has things he doesn't have. And,
And you had, didn't you have some hot Paralympics?
It's basically along these lines, but I think whoever it is that has to decide what the threshold is to make you special enough for the Special Olympics or disabled enough for the Paralympics, that's got to be the most brutal job out there. Like, there's a woman, she anchors radio for, like, ESPN radio. I've heard her a couple times. She was in the Paralympics as a swimmer one cycle, and then the next, they're like, your condition's gotten a lot better, so you're not really, can't be here anymore. And I'm like, there's someone who has to tell people that have a disability, nah, you're not disabled enough, you can't be in our contest.
I did see
that would be weird.
I saw the American archer who doesn't have arms, and he won gold hitting bullseyes, shooting bows and arrows with his feet. Now,
come on,
that,
really?
Look it up, it's freaking nuts.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and like he's jumping around, and he's got no arms, and he's an archer. That to me is what I assumed the Paralympics was. But if you've got, if you've got like muscular dystrophy or something, and you've got like, you know, some stiff muscles or whatever, you compete against the guy in archery that's got no arms? It seems. And yet the no arms guy won the gold. So, I just thought that was No idea. Like all these years, I had no idea what the Paralympics was bringing to the table.
Shout out to Jared Wallace. You know who he is?
No, I don't.
He's an American Paralympian who is friend. He's a friend of the program. I've golfed with Jared.
Really?
Yeah, because he's buddies with the great Masters Pete. He is the son of Masters Pete's old childhood friend.
Oh.
Yeah, and he is missing one of his legs. I don't remember if his left or his right.
Yeah,
but he has one of those blades, and he's in the he's a very accomplished athlete.
Yeah.
And great dude, very motivated. Good story,
yeah.
Motivational guy, nice guy. He's 34 now, but I think he's Pete said he's running there again,
yeah,
doing the high jump there.
Yeah. So again, high jump with one leg, but like if someone's got like high functioning autism, they too. Long jump.
Yeah.
So.
So jump really far.
You learn something new.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I see what you're saying though. I've never really thought about it like that, but I don't know. I assume they have a panel of people who vet it all, and
no.
Let's.
All I know is in that barbershop,
toss up the ball and may the best man win.
I felt like a complete idiot
or woman,
as we like to say. Just every now and then, you feel like
I feel like a total idiot,
and then I'm the sports guy. And she, believe me, she was looking at me like, "Don't you do this for a living?" I was like, "Yeah." And I said, "To be fair, like we don't talk about the Paralympics, so." Made a lot of bad assumptions, but I think it's a fair assumption. I think there's a lot of people like me that thought you had to be missing something.
Hey, whatever makes you feel better.
It's right here. Hey, saw the highlights of the two little people playing badminton?
Yeah.
Saw that too.
That was cool.
Yeah. Why? What are you saying, Rob? You think it's cool?
Oh, I think it was awesome. Dude, they were so good.
They were so good. But he says, Suk, I was with you. I thought you had to be missing something. See? I didn't know that.
One person agrees with you, Jason.
Yeah.
You're a horrible person.
I think you thought it too. When did you know?
No, I knew because I know Jared.
Oh.
And
but
so,
he's missing a leg.
He is, yeah.
So he falls into the category of what you thought they had to be.
I mean, if you watch, they're not all. Like the guy, the American.
I don't watch. Do you? You don't watch.
Well, either. I saw the highlights. There was an American guy, teenager, that just won the 100 meter, I think, the sprint. And not everybody in that race was missing limbs, you know. My eyes are very important to me, so I saw that with my eyes.
I just can't believe that there's people that fake being disabled. I guess I can't believe it. Fake being disabled.
Yeah, so I don't know why that would surprise you.
Yeah.
But that's like the ultimate stolen valor right there. Like
that is
really bad.
Yes.
Well, we have a new host of the Wheel of Fortune, guys.
Spain had their entire men's basketball team disqualified because they were faking intellectual disabilities.
Wow. That's a commitment.
In 2000, you had an entire group of people that got together and was like, hey, let's go win Paralympic gold.
Pretending to, like, have learning disabilities or something? Or, like...
Yeah. It says most of the... right here. International basketball scandals. Spain's intellectual disabled men's basketball team won the 2000 Paralympic gold and was found to be faking their disabilities. Got charged with fraud and the entire intellectual disabled basketball category removed from the Paralympics. They were so bad, they just took...
The whole category?
The whole category.
What?
They took it away.
Well, that's not fair.
Because of Spain.
Well, I would agree with intellectual disabilities. It's not always like, you know, I mean, it doesn't always jump off the page at you.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah, I know.
I mean, but some people, I don't know. This is like full of landmines.
It really is. Which is why... And when this happens in real time and people are looking at you and you're trying to have, and then you're trying to back away from that conversation, but you're already in it, it's tough. It's tough. And then I was like, oh my God, what if someone has like family members that compete in these sorts of things? And so I just was like, I should just shut up. Sometimes you should just shut up.
The no arm swimmer was a submarine. It was amazing.
Yeah, I sent you guys the video. It's incredible. Guys. Like, it's really impressive. And I feel like he should have won gold because if he could have just reached with an arm, he would have had it.
See?
He didn't even have an arm.
And that was the difference.
Seems unfair to me. I just want fairness.
Got to reach with your neck.
I want fairness. And then you're just headbutting a wall. You can't do that.
Hey, whatever it takes.
I just want fairness in my Olympics. By the way, there's plenty of doping scandals, too, in the Paralympics.
Oh, I bet.
Getting all sauced up.
Yes, we have a new host of the Wheel of Fortune, who they chose, next on The Fan.
Well, I need a pub beer right now. I got the hiccups.
Let's get you one.
Need something.
Why don't we have a cooler in here full of pub beer?
Is that allowed?
Why wouldn't it be?
We have a kegerator in the kitchen. We should just get a keg of pub beer.
Oh, man. Right at the end of the last segment, I had the hiccups coming on, and I tried to go to drink of water to see if that
would do
something. No, I didn't do anything.
What even are the hiccups?
A spasm of your diaphragm.
Yeah. So if someone could, like, scare me or something, I don't know. I may need the Heimlich maneuver.
Ah! Did that work?
No.
Oh, still didn't work.
Wasn't there a story that lady, like, yes. hiccups, like...
Yes. Do we have that? Or no, she was sneezing.
Was it sneezing?
It was sneezes. But there are stories of people who've had the hiccups for years.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I feel like if I had the hiccups for more than, like, 5 minutes, I would just go throw myself off a bridge.
I know a doctor who has had it for 2 days. I'm like, how do you... It just... I can't imagine. How do you sleep?
Wait, hiccuping for 2 days?
Yeah.
Straight?
Yeah.
Would you rather hiccup or sneeze for 2 days straight?
Oh, hiccup. The sneeze, you can, like, blow something out. You know, like, when you, like, if it's a, those hard sneezes, dude, those things are terrible. You're just asking for, like, a back injury. I mean, both are terrible, but I feel like at least with the hiccups, I could, like, drive with it. But when you're sneezing, like, you close your eyes, you can't do, a sneeze is debilitating. If you're in the middle of a sneezing fit, you ain't doing anything.
Yeah, if you're constantly sneezing, your eyes are going to be watering too. That's going to, I mean, it's not like hiccups are, you know, some walk in the park. They stink too, but I don't know.
And by the way, a lot of hot Paralympic takes coming in. This person said there was a Paralympics ping pong match where one guy had no arms and played with the paddle in his mouth, and the other guy was playing normally. That's my point. That shouldn't be allowed. If you have no arms, you should not be playing someone with arms in ping pong. And that swimmer guy, the Buck said, the no arms guy, he sent me that clip. Dude, that thing is nuts.
He's so incredibly fast.
And also, how would it feel? Because, you know, if you raced against that guy, he would beat me by 9,000 meters.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I just got my ass kicked by a guy with no arms. It's got to be humbling.
Old wives tale, drink water through a washcloth. It actually works, says one of our listeners.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Waterboard? Basically what you're saying is waterboard myself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds like we know what we're doing next segment.
You yep. want me to water?
I'm going
to
waterboard you. It'll work. Trust
I feel
me.
Like it's gotten a little better there. I feel like whatever.
Yeah. yeah. You're doing great.
Yeah. But for a while there, I had the whole, what is that, the stork from the like delivering babies. It was always the drunk stork. Except I'm sober.
To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at
Whoa.
Least 4 years.
So that's a
They're
hit.
Always right. upset. You've made it. Excuse me.
See, that's a burp.
Those are burps.
Those are burps. This was just, yeah. I wasn't burping. This was a full-on hiccup. Not even drinking. Ooh, which, by the way, over the weekend, going back from the concert, we got pulled over on suspicion of DUI.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Bellevue.
Oh, that
Were
Bellevue.
Were you leaving around?
What they don't mess around.
No, four cops.
What'd you do? Four cops?
Four cops.
What is this, Mexico?
No, I was terrified. It wasn't even me. It was my buddy who was driving. And we were all stone cold sober. But yeah, so we were leaving the concert. So we get out of Lumen Field at like, what, midnight, right? 11:30, midnight by the time we get out of there. And we're staying in Bellevue. So we're driving through Bellevue. And
is that a burp?
What?
Did you just burp?
No. I think the little remnants of the hiccups are still there. Mm. But I feel like I'm all right. So we were driving through Bellevue. And it was just kind of a long, curvy road. You know, and so apparently my buddy was speeding. We didn't see it like... We thought maybe 40, 45. Mm. No, it turns out it was 30. And he was doing like 48. So we see the lights behind us and we're like, ah, crap. So he looks down. He's like, really? So we pull over like into like some condos or whatever. And police guy comes out and does the, you know, hey, you know why I pulled you over? And we're like, no. And he drops the, well, you were going 48 and is this the 30? And we were all like, wow, that's 30. My kids are in the back. The BTJ's in the back. My buddy's driving and then me in the front. And so we're and the guy's like, all right, you know, license, registration, all that stuff. He goes, I'll be back. And, you know, he didn't have an excuse. It was like, it was just, where are you coming from? Concert, all that stuff. So we go back. So we figure, yeah, you're getting a ticket. So now we're talking about how I got a ticket down in Bend. And I was like, this is two concerts in a row and I've been to now where tickets were cursed. Haven't had a ticket in a long time. And we were just joking that my buddy has a bunch of toll tickets. Like he's got toll tickets and parking tickets all up in his visor. He's got like seven of them. And so we're laughing about it, and I'm like, dude, they're going to find out about your tolls. I'm like, you're getting arrested tonight. I'm like, I'm ratting you out. So we're joking about how he's going to get arrested for tolls. Like, whatever, we figure, pay the ticket and move on. So the guy comes back and says, hey, can you step out of the vehicle?
Uh-oh.
And we're like, huh?
Here we go.
And he goes, you were speeding and you smell of strong intoxicants. And we're like, huh? No one had been drinking. Like, nothing. And so we were like, that didn't happen. And then we're like, oh, we were down in the mosh pit. And we're down in the mosh pit. Dude, people are throwing beers left and right. Dude, you're just like, we're covered in stuff. And we're like, oh, no. So my buddy was like, all right, gets out of the car. So they take him down. They take him down. And I'm like.
Field sobriety test?
Yeah, like the field sobriety test. Next thing I know, two more cops pull up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Welcome to Bellevue on a Sunday night. Guy comes around to my door, knocks on the window, and I'm trying to roll the window down, but the car's off. And so now I'm like fumbling around. He just opens the car door. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. It's like I couldn't figure out how to roll down the window.
You know what you should have said?
What?
Could use a beer.
So, this is the best part, too. With the little VIP area we were at, they were handing out Liquid Death waters.
Mm-hmm.
So we all had the cans of Liquid Death around. So the guy looks and then goes, what are those? I'm like, they're waters. I'm like, look, they're Liquid Death.
In his defense, they don't really look like...
No.
Liquid Death does not look like water.
No.
It looks like a gross, bro-y...
Yeah.
It looks like a malt liquor can.
Cocktail.
Yeah. So the guy looks at me and he goes, see the designated driver? I'm like, no one's been drinking. And he does the light into my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm by the passenger. What am I doing? So I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, sir, I said, no one's been drinking. I said, we were in the mosh pit. I'm like, look at my legs and shoes. Like, they're just covered in, like, muck. I was like, we were down in the mosh pit. People were throwing stuff. I was like, that's if you smell anything, but I promise you, no one's had anything to drink. He's not buying the story at all.
Mm.
They had my buddy out there for almost a half hour. Mm-hmm. And now I start thinking to myself, well, like, there's no way. I'm like, there's just no way. I think the last thing anyone had to drink was maybe a Bud Light at 6:30 going into the concert. I was like, there's just no possible way. But they're out there, and they keep putting him through test after
snowflakes,
test after test. And now I'm, like, trying to, like, listen. Like, only his window's down, so I'm trying to listen to see what's going on. And you can tell there's a little shake in my buddy's voice. At one point, the cop even goes, hey, you seem a little shaky. He goes, yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking down here. Having to run through all these battery of tests. And even after all that, he passes all the tests. They're like, will you blow? And my buddy was like, yeah, and he's like, really?
Blow what?
They had to blow into the meter.
Oh,
go blow some ducks.
Yeah, they had him blow into the meter, and 0.0.
You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs.
Wait, so he passed all of the field sobriety tests?
Yes,
tests, and then they said blow into this thing.
Yes, and he was this close to just being like, dude, kiss my ass. And he's I guess he's not technically an attorney. He went to law school. He just doesn't do
nice backtrack.
Yeah,
he's not an attorney.
He's not an attorney. He went to law school and then he doesn't use his law degree. So he was like, dude, every bit of my being was going to tell these guys to go pound sand. But he goes, the moment you refuse, you're going downtown. They're going to draw your blood.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of like, are you kidding me? That dude just passed every test. And you're still going to, he's like, yeah, go ahead.
Were certain he was loaded because of the smell.
They're like, give me the breathalyzer. And he hits it with four cops. Four separate cops are out there.
Yeah.
And he hits it with a 0.0.
In your face, copper.
And the beauty part. Didn't give him the speeding ticket.
Oh, nice.
Let him go.
You know the dash? This pertains to nothing about your story, but
yeah.
You know the dash? Like, does your dash give you the speed limit now?
Because
mine does.
Sometimes.
Like, if the newer cars...
Yeah, like on the... When if I have my GPS pulled up and I'm GPS somewhere, it does.
Yeah. Well, GPS certainly has it. Like, Google Maps certainly has speed limits. But my dashboard has it.
Yeah.
Like, speedometer.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll give you the little heads up.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, because I'm not looking at science.
Everyone speeds. It happens. But it was honestly one of those things where I started talking myself into, is he going to jail? Even though I know that there's no possible way. And I even said to him, I was like,
oh, there's a way.
And he was like, yeah, dude, he goes, I was super nervous. And I was like, yeah, but you knew you were fine. I knew you were fine. He goes, dude, it was nervous out there. Like some of the stuff they were having you do.
Well, you could probably fail those just from being nervous.
Yes. And that's the one thing I heard was the one guy goes, you seem a little shaky. Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking. How many of these do I have to pass? And he said that he was getting this close to telling he was annoyed with the, but he was very nice and cordial. But he said the breathalyzer was a bit much. He's like, seriously, the breath. And, but he's like, all right.
Well, I'm guessing that those guys do see people who reek of booze,
yeah,
but can still perform okay on field sobriety tests.
Yeah,
you know. Well, just, so I'm guessing because the big thing here to me would be the fact that you guys reek of alcohol. Like that like I can totally see why the cops like
reek is a strong word. He claimed that there was a smell strong of intoxicants, and I'm like, really strong smell?
Well, I mean, if you were in the, you said,
all covered in stale beer.
Yeah, like, you said you were covered in it. Like it's was, like that
there was beers being thrown.
That right there, yeah. That dude is not, he does not believe, he
there's
probably
his probable cause.
He probably still doesn't believe you weren't drinking.
0.0.
Like likely story. Numbnut. Blow into this.
Just FYI, if you're down in the mosh pit, be aware, don't get pulled over because they instantly think,
well, here's the other
that you're soused.
Don't speed.
Yeah, no.
Come on. Let's go.
Well, that's true. But
don't speed.
For all that, though, no speeding ticket, which...
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's a nice little cherry on top.
Yeah.
They wasted enough of your time.
Yeah. And I'm glad I didn't say something, because at one point I was going to lean out and be like, ask him about the tolls. And then I was like, wait, this got way more serious. I was like, we were joking. I was he's getting the speeding ticket. Like, we were all this kind of laughing about it. And then, but I'll tell you what, man, when you get pulled out of the car for that, like, instantly, it is like, holy, it takes on a whole new tone. I've never been around that.
Yeah.
I've never been pulled out of the car. I've never been with someone they were pulled out of the car. And it's nerve-wracking. The only saving grace is we're like, there's just no way.
And you're white.
And I'm white. And Bellevue.
Yeah. Bellevue, isn't that like Lake O of Seattle?
Yeah.
It's like really ritzy. Yeah.
Can I also say that one of the cops, kind of hot.
What was his name?
He had a mustache. Well, it was kind of alarming because when they first pulled us over.
I'm gay.
All the cops, by the way, were very young. The one cop that came to the door to pull my buddy out, and the next thing I know, the guy that was shining the light into my eyes, it was a different cop. And I was like, wait, where did those come from? And all of a sudden, then next thing I know, there's a hot cop. And I'm like, where are all these like, what sort of major situation do we have here that necessitates four cops at midnight in Bellevue? It also goes to show you, nothing going on at Bellevue at midnight, other than to show up at with our suspicious asses, I guess. I didn't appreciate the light in my eyes either. What does it matter if I've been drinking? I was in the passenger seat. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's always weird to me when they ask the driver and then they also ask the passengers. It's like, well, what? Like, there's not any law against passengers being drunk. What do you, even though you weren't? Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah. I don't think he appreciated that I couldn't figure out how to work the window. I was nervous, too, at roll down the window. I was trying to roll down the window, didn't realize that I couldn't roll it down if
He probably didn't like that part either. He's like, what's up with this moron?
I am an ignorant boob. Oh, and then he reached down and picked up the liquid death can and was like, what's this? Thought you said you weren't drinking. I didn't. It's water. And then he was like, oh. It's like, all right. That was a bit
of a... They were trying to get you.
Yeah, and the battery of tests that they put you through, my goodness.
Don't I know it.
Yeah. That was a first timer for me.
You know, fun fact for me, I passed my field sobriety test.
And it still didn't matter.
I did. You know what got me was when they do the eye thing.
Yeah.
Some people have this, mm-hmm. and other people don't, but if you have been drinking and they test your eyes, they say follow the light.
Yeah.
Your eye, once it gets to the corner, will...
Yeah, they say your pupils bounce, right?
It bounces. Yeah, it flickers a little bit. And that's how they know that you've been drinking. Mine did that.
Wow.
And that was it. Everything
passed all the first parties.
Yep, that's right.
Huh.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where I learned, man. It's if they want to get you, they're going to find...
They're going to try, that's for
sure. Yeah, they certainly tried. And then when we, of course, immediately we went to a bar afterwards.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Yes.
With the cops. Hey, you guys want to go get a beer?
We found a Patty's Pub.
Another beer.
In Bellevue. And when we rocked up, the guy was like, hey, you coming from the concert? I was like, yeah, we just beat a DUI. And the bartender goes, what better reason than to drink? But at that point, we could walk across the street to the hotel. But we did have we had celebratory drinks at Patty's for beating the DUI. We didn't really beat a DUI. It's 0.0.
Yeah. That's not a good way to say that.
No.
You don't want to say that.
No.
You don't
want to
be promoting that.
No. 0.0.
Yeah. You guys weren't drinking. So.
No. 0.0.
Although, were you?
At 6:30.
With Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Snowflake. All right. Well, I didn't get to my Wheel of Fortune story. Do you want to know who's hosting Wheel of Fortune now?
Yes, I do.
You don't. You still don't know the answer to this?
No, I don't. I haven't looked it up.
A very famous person is now going to be hosting Wheel of Fortune. Next, here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, so Pat Sajak has retired.
Is he officially done or is he retiring?
No, he's. I think he's done.
I don't watch.
As a matter of fact, I think the new host has actually already started.
I don't watch the big wheel.
But I only found this out. I don't watch Wheel of Fortune either, but I only found this out because I watch Jane Pauley's CBS Sunday Mornings.
Of course you do. The amount of old things that you do, it is staggering.
That show's great.
You're home every night by like 9 o'clock.
Like 7 o'clock, 7:15 actually.
Watching Jane Pauley.
Hell yeah, Pauley and her sensible haircut.
Gotta get to bed at a reasonable hour.
Well, they have the new host on there, and it is none other than the world famous Ryan Seacrest.
Ah, well, that makes sense.
He's going to be hosting Wheel of Fortune.
Is there anything that guy doesn't do? I feel like any sort of weird hosting kind of worthless job that pays a lot of money, it just goes to Ryan Seacrest.
Wait, why is this weird?
It's
one of the most popular game shows ever.
But that's my point, is like it's just, it pays a lot of money and there's, it's just, I'm trying to think of the way to like, I never knew how Pat Sajak became famous. It's just he's there.
And he's done it a long time.
And I feel like that's just Ryan Seacrest. Like years from now, someone's going to look at Ryan Seacrest and there's going to be nothing special about him. And they're like, how did he get that job? And you're going to be like, oh, he was just there.
He's generally likable, generally good looking, and pretty polished.
He's
really
just,
polished.
He's just there.
We've talked about this before, but Ryan Seacrest, well, let's just say
we know what Ryan Seacrest did.
Exactly. And
he played the game.
He did. Yeah. I mean, he was, well,
look, there is a belief out there that females, in order to climb the business, have to do certain things. Well, guess what?
Seacrest did that with
you have to do it
very
when you're a
famous
male too.
Men.
Yes.
One in particular, actually.
Yes.
I forget who it was.
Didn't you? You pulled up a photo of it.
Yeah. Well, there's
it
photos.
Like stepbrothers.
If you go look at old photos of Ryan Seacrest, young Ryan Seacrest.
But who's the exec?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think it was, God dang it.
Yeah,
I can't remember who it was. But he, it was Merv Griffin.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, because when Merv died, Seacrest came out. I was like, oh, I love this man, and he was so influential. Merv was gay. He never came out, but it was widely known that Merv liked the boys.
Like young boys.
And Ryan Seacrest, good-looking young boy, comes along and does a few things with Merv Griffin. Next thing you know, the guy's worth millions and hosting everything under the sun.
Yeah.
How do you think that works?
Yep. And then Seacrest canoodled up to Dick Clark, and next thing you know, he's just, you know, he's... He does everything. He's like doing New Year's Eve stuff, and like Ryan Seacrest has like 1,000 jobs, and he makes a gajillion dollars. And I don't really know. Like, I can't answer the question if Ryan Seacrest is talented, but he.
Oh, he's talented.
He's talented in getting jobs.
He's definitely talented. Go look at, so Google Ryan Seacrest, Merv Griffin, and there's old photos of them together. And I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's just,
you know. Hey, do what you got to do, right?
That's right.
You do what you got to do.
So he does a radio show. He does American Idol. He used to do the show with Kelly Ripa. He hasn't been on that for a while.
He hosts New Year's coverage.
He does the New Year's stuff.
And he owns a piece of everything now. He's worth like $500 million.
And now he's going to be the host of Wheel of Fortune.
I'm just saying, like, he makes over $75 million a year. And this is kind of my thing. Like, for a lot of those old dudes, like Merv Griffin or, you know, I don't know, you always ask, like, they just were always famous. And I wasn't old enough to know when they became famous. And I think for a lot of people now, that's going to be Ryan Seacrest. They're like, what?
Well, his was American Idol. I mean, that, because remember, there were two hosts, and he, the other one, they just.
One of them sat with Merv Griffin, and the other one didn't.
The other one just, they just got rid of him.
It was that Dinkle guy.
Gave it to Seacrest. Seacrest was way better.
But yeah, it was like there was the.
But that was when, that's when he popped. Yeah.
Imagine being that other dude, and you're just, you know, you're just looking at Ryan Seacrest, and now you're like, what the hell happened? What the hell happened to me? Yeah, I remember that. I remember when American Idol first started. But that's the least shocking thing that Ryan. I thought you were going to go like something off the board. It was going to be someone that I was going to be surprised with. When you said Seacrest, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
And you know, it does make sense because he's pretty. He's just wholesome and he'll do a good job with it. He is talented. And I just don't think.
Do you have to be talented to host Wheel of Fortune?
I think there's an art to it. We've talked about this before too with like.
I watch Drew Carey sometimes, and I think he's terrible at that, yes, but he still has it.
Bob Barker was amazing, and I think that we didn't really know how good Bob Barker was until he stepped away from...
The Price is Right.
Price is Right.
But this is my point.
Because when you saw somebody else do it, you're like, oh, Bob was really good at that. And I think it's going to be the same, where Seacrest, you know...
But this is my point. Like, with Bob Barker, he leaves, and everyone's like, well, Drew Carey's no big Bob Barker. He's still doing it and gets paid a gajillion dollars, and he's just there. Once you get that job, it's just like someone brought up Jesse Palmer, who's the same thing. Jesse Palmer is the exact same thing as Ryan Seacrest. He's a somewhat likable guy that's non-controversial with a good haircut. If Jesse Palmer hosted Wheel of Fortune, no different. No different whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're the same person.
Well, I think that's the whole point is I feel like with a show like Wheel of Fortune, you don't really want somebody stealing that show. Like, say Jack... I mean, I guess you'd call him star, but he was just the host. I think that there's a fine line between, like, putting a Rob Riggle in there and him being funny and, like, kind of stealing the thunder of the game.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between that and just do a good job hosting the game.
They don't want someone to be a star on that show. They want the game to be the star.
That's right. It's not about you. Just do the right, bridge the gaps and show Vanna's butt.
Someone brings it up, and it's such a valid point, Vancouver Ford text line. I miss the days of Richard Dawson. Give me Richard Dawson. He's up there smoking heaters. He's sexually harassing people on a daily basis. He's handing out weird lollipops.
He's kissing every woman on the mouth.
Yeah. Bring me the days of Richard Dawson. Like, if you want to spice up Wheel of Fortune, go get Ric Flair. Have Ric Flair and like his 80-year-old ass up
Ric
there.
Ric Flair.
Look at Richard Dawson. That is the same. You're telling me Ric Flair wouldn't be up there, woo! And he's going to be in there being inappropriate? Like, I would watch that. You give me some Ric Flair, now we're talking. Some old man that doesn't know that he's old? Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, someone's saying Brian Dunkelman was the other American Idol guy.
So Seacrest's going to host Wheel of Fortune. Vanna says she wasn't sure if they'd have chemistry, but they do.
Oh, God. Really?
That's right. We will wrap it up next on The Fan. Hey, you know what's cheap fun?
What do you got?
Hot corner.
Hiccups are back.
Yeah, what is going on with you?
I don't know.
Are you dying?
It's possible. I don't think I am, but Hot Corner's here, so that's all that matters.
Hot Corner Cheap Fun coming up next.
Ow!
Got Joe.
Patrick. Schultzy's
in there.
Probably having a conniption fit over the Mariners.
I am hearing no Joe Fisher tonight.
Oh.
That's what I'm hearing.
Where's Joe Fish?
Well, we don't know, but Schultzy and Joe Fish both at the Journey show last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Journey was playing with Def Leppard.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot.
Schultzy called it a religious experience.
I was busy watching a real band, but still.
Wow. So who was who
had Schultzy?
When it's Journey and Def Leppard, who plays first?
Journey plays first.
Journey goes first.
Def Leppard's a bigger deal than Journey.
Is that right? I guess that's right.
Yeah. Hmm. Def Leppard still.
I think that's pretty close in my opinion, but it would be much closer if Steve Perry were still in the band. But
yeah. But now you got the Filipino Steve Perry, who, as we've stated before, has been Journey longer than Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Which is just weird.
But it.
No offense, but none of those songs.
Journey lost me when Steve Perry left.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean they don't have anything new.
No.
They just play O'Sherry. That's a Steve Perry song. It's just, they just play like.
When Lights, you know. And
Don't Stop Believing or whatever.
He's just. It's just
That's Fleetwood Mac.
No, that's Journey.
That's Journey.
Don't Stop Believing?
Don't Stop Believing is Journey.
Yeah.
That's like their song.
You're thinking about Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Stop.
Yeah.
That's all. No, I mean, no offense to the...
I'm doing great.
The dude who's the lead singer, but they found him on YouTube singing karaoke, and now they
he's
just...
good. Steve Perry's not an easy guy to...
No, but it's not not Journey. Def Leppard's Def Leppard.
Well, it is Journey, and Schultzy just saw him.
And apparently it's a religious experience.
Yeah. I can see Schultzy rocking out at
No offense, but if I ever go see Metallica and they replace James Hetfield with a guy on YouTube singing Metallica songs, then just kick me in the balls.
It's like the premise of the movie Rockstar.
Yes.
Yeah, but then what if they play with Foo Fighters and they're all still there?
Then the answer is no. There is no Foo Fighters without Dave Grohl. There is no Metallica without James Hetfield.
I'm saying, like, because he saw Def Leppard, the real Def Leppard, and then Journey with a different lead singer.
Oh, that's fine.
So you're seeing Metallica. Yeah, you got the karaoke.
Foo.
Dave Grohl, but you're still seeing Metallica.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So that's what Schultzy did.
There you go. And apparently had a religious experience. Jeez. Did you drive your Miata to it as well?
Miata?
That's Schultzy's dream car, is a convertible Miata.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's...
Or a Z3 Roadster?
No, it's a convertible
Miata. Mazda Miata is your dream car?
Convertible Mazda Miata.
Boy, that's odd.
Yeah. While driving it to a religious experience,
It was his grandpa's car, and he always had... It's kind of a dream car because of that.
So it's got a little personal...
You guys can discuss this with Schultzy plenty over the next couple days, because I'm going down to the Bay Area for my sister's wedding.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right. Good riddance.
Thanks.
Bitch. No, have fun down there. And congratulations to your sister.
Yeah.
Don't get shot.
Mrs. Buckley.
Well, we will be in the city. We're going to go to a museum and aquarium. Hopefully no shooters.
So we have Schultzy in for us tomorrow?
That's right.
With us tomorrow?
That's right.
Nice. We're going to be talking Miata. I want to know about that. That car. Did I ever tell you my Glenn Shannon Miata story? I think I did.
Yes, it's amazing. Glenn Shannon was a Miata man.
He was a Miata man.
So was Mark Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah, Mark Hamilton is a Miata.
Two Miata men?
Yeah.
And now three?
Make it three.
At the Fan?
Might be able to cut you a good deal on one.
Jesus. All right, Hot Corner is next. We're back tomorrow. 3-7 of the Fan. Good night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.